Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in, the conversation thus far has centered around marijuana prohibition. Just expanded to kind of prohibition as a whole, and we've actually heard a number of stories, personal stories, from people who have had direct experience in their own lives, their own body, or with a loved one on marijuana as a medicinal product, and how effective and how amazing it has been for some people in helping them relieve pain or bring back hunger. Deal with nausea, etc. There's so many interesting things that this plant can do. And it's sad and tragic that many people are prevented from using it. Because in a lot of places, in most places, completely illegal. In other places, there are a handful of states, about last I heard, I think it was 14 or so was the number. Maybe we're up to 16 by now, but it's around there. That many states have passed medical marijuana provisions, either through the legislature or mostly through ballot measures. And that's good because it allows people who are sick get their hands on medical marijuana without fear of being arrested. And that's one of the more tragic parts about this is in every other state, people have to skulk about. Because anybody that tries, that has the courage to try marijuana while sick and, you know, to use it for medical purposes, is taking a risk of possibly being thrown in a cage, which is one of the reasons why some people won't try it. It'll be suggested, perhaps, by a doctor, like a, you know, as a last-ditch effort. You've tried all these medications, it's not working. Well, I can't officially recommend this to you, but you may want to try some marijuana. I can't get it for you. Can't tell you where to get it, but you may want to try to get some and try it. And some people will, you know, if they are still of that drugs are bad, brainwashed mindset, they'll be shocked by the suggestion. And even if they believe the doctor after a little while, they'll still be too frightened of the black market and the negativity associated with it and the possible consequences to actually go and try it. So there's so much pain that continues completely unnecessarily, all because the people in power want to keep their power. They want to keep their control over you, and they want to keep the money, the billions of dollars that fund the war on drugs, rolling in. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Tens of billions, maybe hundreds of billions.
Let's go to you and your calls, and ladies first. Connie is listening to WSCFM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Connie.
Hi. Hey. I actually called about the website leak. And,
great. That's law enforcement against prohibition.
My subject was already, yeah. My subject was already addressed, but I do have a story.
Okay.
And that is that I'm chronically ill with an unsanctioned disease.
Unsanctioned?
That the government will not allow doctors to treat actually works. It's called Lyme disease.
Oh, my.
And I've had it for 40 years now that we've actually got myself diagnosed, which was only 3 years ago, and I'm 48 now.
So what are your symptoms, like sore joints?
It is actually to the point where I have almost all the symptoms of MS.
Mm. Wow.
And a lot of people with MS have the same symptoms as Lyme and get misdiagnosed quite often with MS, and they actually have Lyme. But the problem in South Carolina with the war on drugs is that I can't get pain medication because the doctors are so scared of the drug enforcement agencies going after them just for giving out regular legal prescription drugs.
Yep. It's bad in the South.
Oh, it is really bad. I mean, it was so bad. They were injecting me with cortisone, and I was having reactions. They almost killed me. And still refuse to give me any kind of oral medication.
So how does marijuana help you?
Actually, it doesn't. It doesn't help me at all.
Oh, okay.
I've tried it, but it doesn't help me. But the war on drugs, I did want to say that it's hurting more people than just people that need marijuana.
Yeah. Sure it is.
And
can you give me an example of how that is?
Well, I mean, she was basically just saying that she can't get the
The whole war on drugs. Gotcha. You're saying that you're talking about the war on all drugs, including the unauthorized use of prescription medications, which is where that comes from.
And even authorized use, because they're so scared to give out anything that's addictive because of the government is just going after the doctors like crazy because they, you know, some administrator is saying, oh, it's wrong to give out chronically ill people pain medication.
Right, and that, of course, just drives people to the black market because those prescription medications are still in demand. So the people that want them are willing to pay higher prices to get them, whether they want them for actual treatment of a malady or they want them just because they're hooked on them. But you can still get them through the black market. You just have to pay more and, of course, take extra risk in order to get a hold of it. But that's what they do. When they crack down on those doctors, they're just distributing the business to the black market and the criminals.
And a lot
And they're putting out a lot of doctors that are in business to actually help people that need the help. They're putting them out of business.
That's true.
And Lyme doctors in particular, because of there's doctors that are educated in Lyme treatments, and the treatment is similar to what they give people that have chronic acne, but the medical boards are shutting down doctors that will treat Lyme patients for the same with the same treatment.
It's terrible, Connie, and you're absolutely right.
I mean, does that make sense?
It's insanity. None of this makes sense. The war on drugs is madness, and there's no sense behind it whatsoever.
It's another big government program. Big government programs, any government program, distort the marketplace, and they always are inefficient.
But this one's particularly egregious because it's destroying lives as well. It's one thing when they take money from somebody else and distribute it elsewhere. That's one thing. It's another thing when they regulate a business, and it's a whole other thing when they start locking people up in cages for possessing a plant or a chemical. And Connie, I'm with you, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, which you know kind of expands on the point that our caller made before we, I think it was at the beginning of the hour, the last hour, where he said that all drugs need to be legalized. This is like staunch conservative guy calling in saying, a former cop saying this. And I think Connie takes it to the next step, and that is that all drugs need to be legal, even prescription drugs. Like, prescriptions need to go away. That's just causing, it's another market distortion. It just gets in the way of people getting the product that they want or need. They're going to get their hands on it anyway if they want it bad enough. And so you take it out of the hands of criminals when you legalize these things. When you decriminalize these drugs or legalize them, either one is a better situation. You take them out of the hands of criminal gangs who are currently distributing these products, and you put them in the hands of consumers. If you want to go to a doctor and get his recommendation, you should be free to do that.
Well, I've had doctors give me all kinds of recommendation for over-the-counter drugs. I mean, it happens all the time.
Right, but it shouldn't be a requirement.
I think that prescription drugs... The drugs that are currently prescription, the drugs that are dangerous, should be labeled in such a manner that people know, have some idea of what they're taking. But frankly, if you don't have an idea of what you're taking, you're a fool.
Buyer beware.
You should take a look. You should do some research.
Let's talk to Jane, also listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Jane, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Thank you for your show. It's very much appreciated, and the work you're doing up north.
No problem, Jane. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What's running through my mind is how this is this quote war on drugs is a quite effective tool of control and manipulation. And then I ask myself the question: who benefits from this? Okay, and one of the things running through my mind is all the money that's made by it being illegal, that money has to be laundered, and that money goes through banks, although I've never heard of a bank executive being charged with laundering drug money. But it's massive amounts of cash. It has to go through banks.
It's probably also happened at some point that some banker has been charged with that. But, yeah, I think you're right. For the most part, you know, if you know a banker and you're a drug dealer, then you can work with the banker to launder the cash, and the banker knows the ins and the outs of the system and what's legal and what's not.
And he makes a good cut.
And the banker takes a cut to clean the money. And so, yeah, absolutely, that's definitely somebody that benefits. Jane, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, you can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can go and enjoy various different features on the site, like our archives, going all the way back to late 2006. That's a lot of archives, considering we do this show every single day of the week. So plenty of them there for you to download, go, click, and enjoy as many as you would like. All for free at freetalklive.com.
And get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out. Let your voice be heard at libertystickers.com if you like what you see over there. And they've got all kinds of sayings. I like to just scroll through them sometimes and take a look. If you like what you see, you can get a bunch of them wholesale. Put them in your retail store or, your booth at the gun show or the flea market, whatever you want. They have, bulk purchase deals. And also they can make bumper stickers for your church, your business, whatever it is, what band, whatever you've got, they can make bumper stickers for you. LibertyStickers.com.
They've done it for us, and they've done a great job.
Yeah.
You can get a free bumper sticker, by the way. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to find out how. Let's go back to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. James, listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Hey, James.
Yeah, hi. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good. I hate to abruptly change gears, but...
No, it's no problem. It's Free Talk Live. We do that here.
Yeah, well, I know the topic's been pretty much the same throughout the night, but... just an affirmation of the continual need in order to not continuously have our freedoms eroded, our liberty, the responsibility of all of us to challenge the state and federal governments in court.
Indeed.
I'm currently a plaintiff in an appeal that I filed before the Supreme Court in the state of Delaware doing just that.
Regarding what?
It's actually child support. I don't know if you're familiar with the Social Security Act and Title 4D. And
I'm certainly not. I try not to. I try to avoid reading government laws.
I'm basically challenging the police powers of the state and the federal governments in a redistribution of wealth.
Specifically in regards to child support?
Correct. Yeah.
Got it. How much is this costing you, by the way? I mean, are you paying for a lawyer?
I'm actually a pro se litigant, which means I'm self-represented.
Okay.
And at one point I had money, but I've literally spent my entire life savings on this.
Oh, man.
As well as lost my job, so I've been unemployed since last July.
Jeez.
So I'm living off my credit, but I guess that's what my whole point is that probably our biggest obstacle is apathy. And
absolutely,
A lot of us talk about things, but it's one thing to put your whole, your life and your future, even your present and your future on the line. And,
well, but they forced you into the position too. I mean, you
correct.
Your whole life has been put on the line, and so at that point, you might as well go for it. At that point, but I agree with you that a lot of people are apathetic. But not only that, they're also fearful. So there's a lot of fear involved. People are scared for good reason of the government people. They're violent. They're dangerous. They've got cages and guns and not afraid to use them on peaceful people. So I don't blame someone for wanting to stick their head in the sand. But unfortunately, that doesn't make things better.
Right. And also, since I've been involved in the system, I've been back and forth court, family court for the last 8 months, probably 7 or 8 times. It's a custody and a support issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, it seems like the only challenges left to any laws are all constitutional-based. You can't make statutory claims. They're rarely overturned whatsoever.
Yeah, and if you're challenging things through the court system, as you've already learned, they're corrupt as hell. So what are the odds it's going to succeed? I don't know, but what else can you do? I know that up here in New Hampshire, we've got something that's somewhat new on the scene called the Grievance Panel. And they've been hearing recently from some dads that are in similar situation as you, where they've been screwed over by the court system, as tends to happen to dads for whatever reason. They've been screwed over hard by these corrupt judges and this corrupt court system, and they've been bringing these grievances in front of this panel. And this coming week, they've actually called in one of the judges in these cases who's been complained against, and they've said to this judge, hey, we're going to hold a hearing, and we'd like you to come respond to the things that have been, you know, the claims that have been made about you. Now, from what I understand, they don't have the ability to subpoena the judge. I've heard both, actually. I've heard they do have the ability, and I've heard they don't. And I've heard that they don't have the ability, and that therefore they can only invite him, and that he hasn't responded to the invitation. If he doesn't show up this week, then obviously that'll speak volumes, I think, and that he won't come out and speak in favor of himself. And they're going to have more people speak out against him if he doesn't speak out in favor of himself at this hearing. Now, we've yet to see the grievance panel actually make an action that will affect things, that will, like, take a judge out off the bench or recommend a judge be removed or something like that, because it's so brand new. But at least it's another channel through which one can go to air a complaint rather than having to go through the justice system to complain about the justice system. So we'll certainly let you know how that goes as time develops here on Free Talk Live. And I wish you the best, James. I'm sorry to hear about your situation, and thank you for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. There's no shortage of stories of people, and I think I'm sure there are stories where women get screwed over, but it certainly seems more often to be the man of a given couple that gets
when it comes to family court. I mean, there seems to be a bias towards women in family court.
Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. So we'll see what happens. I plan on attending this particular hearing. I've been to a couple previously, and I have yet to have the chance to testify myself because I have a few things to say about this particular judge in question. I mean, this guy is not just a bad family court judge. He's a bad judge all around. This is the same guy that told one guy who was at my trial that he couldn't wear his Ron Paul T-shirt. Yeah, turn his shirt inside out.
He just dismissed your complaint about a speedy trial when they were, you know, months and months over the prescribed, limit that they had there that they put upon themselves. Yeah, no big deal. A whole bunch of things that they just...
He forces people to stand for him or else we'll throw them in a cage. So he doesn't let people exercise their freedom of religion to not stand for a judge or their conscience to not stand for a judge. He told people that they can't show emotion. They can't be human.
Right. They can't have things written on their shirt. They can't, react. They must stand. They must doff thy caps before the Lord.
He put our friend Jim Johnson in a cage forever because he didn't have the money or wouldn't pay the money to pay some fine that was assessed against him. Normally, when you don't pay a fine in New Hampshire,
they give you some amount.
You can sit it off for $50 a day in jail. But this judge wouldn't let him do that. He just put him in jail to squeeze the money out of him. And after 3 weeks, his wife finally, caved in and scrounged up the cash to bail him out. Going to hold him forever.
Yeah, indeed. The judge called you the leader of the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. He said that he, the judge, represented the state in this case. So if the prosecutor is the state and the judge is the state, how in the world can you possibly get a fair trial? Everybody else who did the same action that you did, which was standing before this police car that you felt was, taking somebody away to jail for whatever reason, you did it. They got 0 days. You got 90. Actually,
I got 360 with 9 months suspended.
Right. I mean, this guy...
So the suspended sentence is still over my head.
Nothing like fair and nothing like justice going on in his courtroom.
There is plenty of time for your calls, your thoughts here. Coming up here at 855-453, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Santorum and Port still coming up. Free Talk Live.
Sure. There are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power or regicillin. Olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's what we call this show, Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about whatever you want. And the show's live 7 nights a week. So join us here at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything. Joining you on the air, it's Ian
and Mark.
Inviting you to our website. It's freetalklive.com is where you can go. You can interact in various different ways there, including the bulletin board system. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on what is essentially our listener forum. Also, we post show notes and such there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, it's free to you. So, again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. Chris in Louisville, Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Chris.
I've got kind of a moral question here.
Okay, great.
I unfortunately was actually fired for the second time ever in my life from a job yesterday.
Bummer.
And I'm looking to actually move closer to my girlfriend, and I know that that's going to complicate the search for a job. So I've had my parents and other people suggest that I draw unemployment and try to find the right job. And I don't know if I find that morally acceptable, and I don't know if I fully understand, like, the government involvement far as it pertains to unemployment. If I'm kind of understand this correctly, I believe that the employer does pay a portion of it, but I kind of wanted to know if you guys knew anything more about that and kind of where you stand on it.
I'm not entirely certain I agree that the employer pays. I mean, certainly they're the ones that there's a portion taken out of your paycheck and a portion that the employer has to pay. But the employer only has to pay for employees that they have, so therefore they don't have to pay for the employees that they don't have, which means that the cost of having an employee, an employer weighs that entirely. So, you know, you may be getting X number of dollars, an employer pays X plus Y in order to employ you. So essentially, that's your paycheck. It's just the government's mandated that it goes elsewhere. So you've paid for unemployment insurance the entire time you've worked. Now, I don't know with the government extending unemployment benefits whether every person out there who's gotten the benefits has paid in every cent that they have collected from unemployment, but you have been forced to pay into an insurance program to insure you against unemployment. And therefore, I see no moral quandary in taking that unemployment money because, you know, you've been forced to pay for it. I was unemployed at one point, and I went and looked at the process, and I found it arduous and you know, I just don't like government programs. I was raised that way. You know, I don't want anything to do with your government program. I looked at whatever it took to do it. I decided I'm not going to do it, and I went out and got a job driving a cab. So I think that, you know, to some extent, you've got to weigh what's right for you in doing this circumstance, but I don't think there's any moral issue involved.
I would agree with that.
I was thinking the same thing as far as just finding something for the short term, like delivering pizzas or something. I mean, there's got to be something out there for somebody who's willing to work. Yeah,
remember,
I'm not going to be making the $50,000 a year that I was making, but
remember, when it comes to pizzas, that you've got this. There's this issue as far as insurance goes. If your insurance company finds out that you've been in an accident while on the job delivering pizzas, you're going to have a problem unless you've upgraded your insurance to pizza delivery guy insurance. So, you know, you need to consider that when you consider the pay involved in delivering pizzas.
Right, because some pizza delivery places will pay you per mile as well, as I understand it, and some won't. So you might want to also make sure you're looking at what the different options are out there in the marketplace. But, yeah, there always are jobs available, at least in my experience, for those that are willing to work. It's just that some people are really picky, and they claim there's no jobs, but they're not really willing to take anything that's available. So there is that. But I also agree.
I'm not even remotely picky. I've worked like since I was 16. The other time that I was fired, I already actually had a job lined up, so I was only out of a job for a week. So this is like a very, very new experience for me.
Sure.
Chris, good luck out there. And, of course, you know, thanks for the call, by the way. Of course, I recommend that people, while you have a job, start trying to figure out what you can do, what product or service it is that you uniquely can offer to the marketplace that you can create on your own time, that you can do without having to ask someone else's permission, so you can be an entrepreneur down the line. Because not everybody, I think, wants to work a job forever, and it's a pretty, you know, dangerous situation. You never know when you're going to lose it.
When you're looking for a job, it's a full-time job. You need to look during the times that one looks for whatever type of work you're looking for. I'm guessing Monday through Friday, 9 a.m.
Right
to early. 5 p.m.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of time that you've got that when you're, you know, not working, looking for a job, then you've got to look at creating your own alternate source of income. And I think that this is good advice for anybody out there. You know, figure out what you can do on the internet to provide other people with whatever it is that you can do.
Let's get to, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be on the internet.
Right, but I think that a lot of people find the internet to be a convenient place to go. I'm just, you know, to me, the internet seems like a logical choice.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Go to James, listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, how are you, gentlemen?
Hey, wait, are you in Huntsville or Mobile?
I'm actually in Mobile.
Oh, I apologize, but, then you're listening to WAVH.
Like
you're listening to WAVH.
Okay.
Go ahead,
FM
sir.
FM 106.5. But
yes, indeed.
Yes, but, you know, I respect you, gentlemen. I know, I think one of your leases is in Florida. And
yep,
I know you're located Yeah, it's a beautiful state. I've been there. I've traveled all through there with my son.
It sure is, but it is hot. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight, sir.
Yes, my thoughts are that, you know, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, and he's been marginalized and brutally beat up by the media and the Republican elite. And they think they're going to pass this Romney on like they did John McCain. That's not going to happen. Because I'll tell you this, the Ron Paul supporters will not go and vote. And they need the Paul supporters in order to get Romney elected. If he chooses Rand Paul or Ron Paul as the vice president and Ron Paul as the secretary of treasury or the secretary of defense, then they have a shot, but otherwise yeah. they have no shot.
And I can't see that happening.
I'm close to secession like you.
I think you're absolutely right on this issue, is that the only candidate that had a shot beating Barack Obama was Ron Paul. Unfortunately, it was very unlikely. It was, you know, he was an uphill battle to get him through the Republican primary. He's got an interesting strategy, and I hope it works out. But I think you might have hit on the other possibility. I hadn't considered a Rand Paul vice presidency, but if Rand Paul was the vice president, Ron Paul, you know, sec-treg or something like that, then Romney, who has most of the support out there in the Northeast, the Midwest, you know, some of the Midwest, certainly out in the West, you know, then he could probably get the Paul support,
never,
too.
They would never do that.
You know, gentlemen, he's going to be just like George Bush. He's going to bring all the Republican elite to the trough to steal from the people, just like Barack Obama has.
Absolutely.
It's just one party or another. Yep. They all bring their own people in to feed from the trough.
And there's no way some establishment person like Mitt Romney is going to, you know, to bow to any sort of pressure and add Ron Paul to a campaign.
Mitt Romney's not going to win. He might very well bow.
They're all the same anyway.
The vice president's slot is largely pointless, and the sec-treg, you know, the president doesn't actually have to listen to them. So, yeah, I think that it's a very real possibility.
I can't believe someone in the establishment would ever grace Ron Paul with any sort of position like that.
At this point, the Ron Paul supporters may force their hand.
Years in, can't they?
Say again,
if
I'm sorry, James.
If they don't want to compromise, they can wait another 4 years.
They probably will.
Compromising.
They probably will wait another 4 years. I mean, because what's it really matter if a Democrat gets elected or a Republican gets elected? They're all the same.
I agree with you 100%.
Hey, I heard you mention secession too, and keep talking about that, man. Get on the radio locally, talk about it, talk to your friends and your family members. Let's get that word out again, and let's get people talking about it. Because even if Ron Paul is by some miracle elected, I still support secession, because you know he's not going to be able to change things too dramatically. It's still a huge federal government. And I thank you, James, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen high mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you are on the lines now, we will do our best to get you on. If you don't get in tonight, don't worry. We do this thing every night of the week. You can join Mark for the Sunday edition. We'll be live tomorrow night, same times, over at freetalklive.com. So,
just 21 short hours to wait.
That's right. And if you can't wait, you need more Free Talk Live fixes, you can always just tune into our live streams or grab the podcast. Or,
well, it's not live when it's not live.
I didn't say it was live, did I?
Yes, you did. You said tune into the live streams. However, the streams
are,
when they are not live, are still repeating the recorded content.
That's a good point. Did I call them live streams? Okay, I'm sorry. They're not live streams, but they are streams. And you can tune into them any old time you want. And you can grab the podcast and guest interviews and whatever over at freetalklive.com. And it's all free over there. So once again, freetalklive.com. We mentioned the Free State Project probably a few times tonight, and for good reason. We moved to New Hampshire from our home state of Florida to make this our new home because of the Free State Project. Because of a really powerful idea. We were just talking with a gentleman from Alabama about secession. Now, the Free State Project isn't a secessionist movement per se, but there sure are a lot of people that have moved as part of the Free State Project that support the idea of secession. Because the people who are involved in the Free State Project all agree with one simple statement, and that is the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. Which means that's the maximum role. Which means that's a pretty small role. And so some people like me don't think there should be any coercive government whatsoever. And so the people that love the ideas of liberty are coming together for the Free State Project because I knew that when I was down in Florida, there just wasn't that much going on as far as liberty activism was concerned. There wasn't much going on beyond what I started down in Sarasota, Florida. And so I wanted to get together with other doers, other instigators, other activists, other people that were actually willing to put something on the line, to put some skin in the game and get out there and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And so I moved up here as part of the Free State Project. We moved up in 2006 with our respective families at that time. And over 1,000 people are now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. This project is working. There are over 12 people that have been elected to the state legislature from within the Free State Project. state project. That's more people that have been elected within 5 years here than have ever been elected in the history of the Libertarian Party to such seats.
The third largest party in the United States.
Exactly. And so that's the political success. There's all kinds of other things we can tell you about. We don't have time for it. But there's, you know, civil disobedience. There's media creation. There's outreach. There's street theater. There's all kinds of things going on. Agorism. Just so much happening. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Get signed up. Freestateproject.org. If you love freedom, that is. If you like big government, you like controlling other people's lives,
stay right where you are.
In fact, if you're in New Hampshire and you like to control other people's lives,
there's a great place called Massachusetts.
Or New York. New York's a nice place, too.
It's not too far.
All right. So let's continue here with you and your thoughts. We go to Bruce listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Bruce.
Hey.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about having the access to all medications, prescription drugs, and all. And the FDA is currently accepting, the FDA, one of your favorite organizations, input into putting kiosks, whatever that might be, into public accessible areas where people can go in and answer a bunch of questions and self-diagnose and self-treat themselves for medications that will be available without a prescription for diabetes, asthma, hypertension, and cholesterol.
Interesting.
So,
it's basically going to vend to people what they could normally go and get at a Walgreens?
Without a prescription, though.
Well, these are going to be over-the-counter medications that normally would be able to purchase without a prescription, right? I mean, these aren't prescription medications.
No, they're talking about putting the prescription, you know, like Prilosec for acid, stomach acid, reflux and such is over-the-counter now. So they're talking about putting a select, I don't know what they are, but enough medications that are currently required to have a prescription to purchase over-the-counter.
It's kind of like the Dr. Scholl's thing that they're advertising out there where you can go to the pharmacy, you stick your foot down, it tells you what particular orthotic you need. This is relatively common stuff that...
Rather than going to a podiatrist.
Right, and this is relatively common stuff, these over-the-counter drugs that just about anybody knows whether or not they need. And, of course, it bows to the big pharma wants, which is to have, you know, their drugs more accessible. Frankly, if a drug should be prescription, it should be prescription because it's highly dangerous to take it improperly, and many of these drugs are not.
So you're saying, let me see if I'm clear on this. So there's a company.
I'm not saying, hey, don't blame this on me.
No, blaming. I'm just asking for clarification. I just want to make sure I'm understanding you. You're saying there's some company that wants to create these doctor machines.
The FDA has requested input.
I can't believe the FDA is going to market this. This is going to be a disaster. I mean, if the FDA actually manufactures or somehow distributes these machines, it'll be a disaster.
No, they just ask for people's input on the idea.
I see. But I would imagine some company has come forward with a proposal. I mean, the FDA doesn't think this stuff up.
This is apparently in the very initial exploratory, along the pathway, very at the very beginning, for people to, you know, you think you've got high blood sugar. You go in. And you log on to this system, you stand there, you answer a bunch of questions, and the computer inside the kiosk spits out a bunch of information based on what you input and suggests that you go over to the shelf and purchase this medication, which was previously on prescription.
Well, if it results in them taking things off the prescription market, then that's great. I would support
that. If you look how long it takes to get a drug through the FDA, I don't have any doubt that this this little kiosk thing will never appear in my lifetime. I'm 41.
It's probably true.
I don't know. It's interesting. I'm curious
about
people who are actually able to go into this thing and actually answer the question.
I'm for getting rid of the FDA. Anything that manages to pull their power away from some area that helps people to get the drugs and the things they need for their lives, I'm for it.
It's hard to know what the powers to be behind such a system would be.
Thank you, Bruce, for the call tonight. I appreciate the heads up. Yes, sir. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Josh is on the line listening to Charleston's WSC-FM. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, it's something a little strange here I come up with. Ought to raise a few eyebrows, but the cure to make a dent in our national debt, basically, well, one, legalize marijuana. And how that's going to help fix the debt, when we legalize marijuana, we can then raise taxes on marijuana, cigarettes, and tobacco. People still buy it, because I sure as hell would. Oh, sorry, can't say on the radio, probably.
Yeah, you can get away with that one.
Yeah, I don't support the idea of taxing anything, including marijuana, cigarettes, or tobacco, or whatever. I think that free people should be able to exchange goods and services amongst each other without an individual setting themselves in between and saying, you owe me money.
That's true. And also, I don't trust that the federal government is going to allocate the funds to the right thing.
Sure, they're going to use the funds in an inefficient fashion.
If they get a bunch more money, and because they're taxing marijuana and these other so-called vices, they're not going to use that to pay down the debt. They're going to use it to expand the government.
But if they do legalize it, you can believe it's going to be taxed.
Oh, of course. But here lies the second part of this. On top of that, reducing the size of government, of course, is involved in all this. Get rid of food stamps, WIC, all these government subsidiaries that we're paying out of pockets, and all that money that we're paying out.
And get rid of the military, too, right? Bring the military home?
No, not in military home.
I thought you wanted to make the government smaller.
Well, that has nothing to do with getting rid of WIC and food stamps.
WIC and food stamps are pocket change compared to the military, which is half of the discretionary for spending. I mean, the United States has military in more than 130 out of the 200 UN nations out there.
I support ending welfare.
More than 900 military bases.
Right. I mean, I support ending welfare like you were talking about, but don't you understand that military is also welfare? I mean, it's a huge welfare program.
Well, if that's part of the welfare program, we get that smaller. We still need something to defend ourselves, but we don't need sticking our noses.
Okay, so then you would agree that let's shut down the 900 military bases. Let's bring the troops home from around the world, right?
Yes.
Cool. I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
Defend our borders. Don't worry about defending other people. Let them worry about their own problems. So if the military, like you say, falls under welfare, then that falls under my plan that I'm trying to get out and work out to see what people say.
It's welfare for conservatives.
Corporate welfare for large oil companies. I mean, the fact is,
and the military industrial complex.
What ends up being, security for oil companies and their operations is, the United States military, and you and I have to pay for it.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Josh. Appreciate hearing from you. Now, of course, to take it all the way, you really should just shut down the military entirely and then let private people defend their own private borders in whatever way they think is best, rather than having some centralized government bureaucracy try to handle protecting property.
I think people are a long way from understanding that particular.
Just throwing out the best solution to the problem. That'll really cut spending. See you on tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.